And we welcome you into another edition of the KLEM Coaches Corner. You're on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. Sports Director Daniel Versteg joining you. The Coaches Corner every Saturday is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We're talking girls basketball in this edition of the Coach's Corner. We'll be first joined by the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. That's Coach Brandon Schecker. And then later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball in Cody Dierka. Before we get into our interviews, let's take a look at the basketball action from yesterday. Lots of games going on around the area in both the Missouri River Conference, the Oriole Conference, and the Western Valley Conference. We'll take a look at the girls' basketball side of things. In the MRAC last night, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln defeated Lamar 63-40. AL had a big second half and outscored the Bulldogs by 15 in the final 16 minutes. It was second-ranked Bishop Heelan dominating Sioux City North 59-28. Third-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton gets by Sioux City West 51-43. That was a close contest. Sioux City East dominates Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 61-20. To the War Eagle Conference last night, Galen Catholic fell to top-ranked Unity Christian on the girls' basketball side 64-39. It was also homecoming for the Knights. Hinton rolls over Harris Lake Park 67-31. Akron Westfield, well, they do the same to South O'Brien 61-19, that final score. And West Sioux is able to beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn by a final of 59-44. To the Western Valley Conference, West Monona gets by Kingsley Pearson 67-50. 13th-ranked Westwood defeated MVAOCOU 62-38. Ridgeview over Woodbury Central 60-31. And Lawton Bronson over River Valley 49-32. On the boys' basketball side of things last night, the MRAC, the Bulldog boys, fell to the 5th-ranked Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln boys 52-33 in a game that was called with about a minute and 45 seconds left in the game due to a terrible injury to Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln star Josh Dix. We don't have any official update on his condition, but we do know that he was taken to the hospital yesterday with a very bad leg injury. That's about the extent that we know for sure. 10th-ranked Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 75-41. Bishop Heelan got by Sioux City North 72-53. And in an overtime contest, Sioux City West beats Sergeant Bluff Luton 56-54. In War Eagle Conference boys basketball, Galen Catholic avenged one of their earlier season losses to beat Unity Christian 65-63. And South O'Brien beat Akron Westfield 63-25, with the Hinton Blackhawks getting a big win over Harris Lake Park 69-43. In Western Valley Conference action, Kingsley Pearson beat West Monona 50-31. Westwood over MVAOCOU 60-43. Ridgeview beat Woodbury Central 64-59. And Lawton Bronson got by River Valley 46-38. If you missed any of those scores, you can find them on our website, klem1410.com. Or, of course, this show is archived on our website as well under the sports podcast section. So, again, Brandon Schecker joins us coming up next. Cody Dierkup joins us later on this hour as well. We'll take a break, and we'll be joined by Brandon Schecker, head coach Galen Catholic girls basketball, coming off a three-game winning streak before last night's loss to Unity Christian. Jays are playing some great basketball as of late. They're a fun team to watch, and talk with Brandon Schecker about what's behind this latest surge. We're back with Coach Schecker after this on the KLEM Coaches Corner on KLEM Radio.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back into the KLEM Coach's Corner here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM. Daniel Versteeg, we are joined by the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. That's Brandon Schecker. Again, the KLEM Coach's Corner every Saturday morning is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Brandon 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Again, Brandon Schecker's our guest, the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. His squad coming off a loss last night to Unity Christian, but before that, a three-game winning streak against the likes of Trinity Christian, Woodbury Central, and a tight one against a good West Sioux squad. And Coach, let's kind of first go over that winning streak. I know you have told me so many times that the results on the scoreboard are secondary to the individual results of getting better with your players and your team overall. But my goodness, how did it feel to you know, kind of rattle off some wins like that and get some momentum for your team?
It feels good. I know the girls appreciate the W's. You know, we talk about that, the little wins and trying to put, you know, some of those little wins together. And you're right, the scoreboard doesn't matter night in and night out for the most part. But with the way things were going, it's nice that the scoreboard was on our side the last few games. And the girls have really started picking up. Their effort is there. Their attitudes are there, and it's showing now a little bit. And so all that hard work and all those little things are starting to pay off, and it's paying off on the scoreboard now as well. So that's just added extra is how I look at it right now.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, you the extra has come in the last couple of days. You had an extra game this week. You had three games this week, one on Monday and one on Tuesday. And getting wins those first couple of games, the Woodbury Central game really kind of stands out to me as one of your more dominant performances of the year. What were some of the things that just really caught your attention about how you guys played that Woodbury Central game in particular?
You know, I thought defensively they played very well. Believe it or not, we shot well in our home gym. That's been kind of a rarity this season, and we got off to a great start. You know, we put on some pressure, and the girls really got into it early on. And actually, that's the only thing that really kind of slowed us down is we got such a nice lead that, you know, we backed them off and we started running some different defenses and stuff like that just to work on some different things. And once we did that, the offense slowed down too. So it was kind of a good and bad thing, you know, in a way. But having an early start, you know, against a team like Woodbury Central or any team out there, if you can get a good start, it just kind of helps things along a little bit. And we got off to a great start that night, both offensively and defensively, and it really kind of set the tone for the game.
Yeah, you scored 24 points in that first quarter, and then, like you mentioned, things slowed down a little bit in the second, but you got right back into it in the third. The shooting aspect has always been kind of an Achilles heel for you guys. It seems like when either you're shooting or something else goes wrong, it just kind of compounds. And so for your guys to see shots fall and shots fall consistently, say on a Monday night like that, how much confidence or how much swagger does it put back in your team's step, knowing that they had that ability?
It absolutely helps, you know, to have a game like that, just knowing that we've had some poor shooting nights prior to that, you know, barely putting up 30 points, and then, you know, all of a sudden coming in and just shooting lights out at home and putting up 24 points in a quarter. We're talking a quarter, not in a half or a game. And, you know, and there were several games prior to that, like I said, we barely hit that 30 points. So heck, maybe we just need more Monday night games. Maybe that's what it was, just Monday night games.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, it does help out, and to have a couple games now that we've put up some points is good to feel. You know, we didn't put up as many points as we'd like to last night against Unity, but, you know, Unity is just a top-of-the-line team. I mean, they're tough. They got long arms, stuff along that lines. But, you know, the few games prior to that, you know, back into, you know, what we have, 61 or so against Woodbury.
Right.
Even the game before, putting up 50s against Trinity and then 50s against West Sioux, you know, that's where we should be. We should be in that 50-60 mark night in and night out. So it feels good to get the shooting going a little bit. And you're right, with us, it's almost quicksand when our defense just isn't clicking. It hurts our offense. When our shots aren't falling, it hurts our defense. It's just this, once one or two things starts going the wrong way for us, it's quicksand. And it's been nice to finally, you know, maybe pave that over a little bit. And you, even with last night's loss against Unity, I thought the girls played so well that one or two mistakes there was. Unity had a run where we made about three or four mistakes in a row, but I can say that probably only happened once the entire time last night, where there was multiple mistakes in a row. And it feels good just to try to get away from that. You know,
right.
That quicksand is hopefully gone now. And, you know, a mistake or two isn't setting us up for the night. And I think that's a great move. And again, some of those little things that have kind of pushed us forward over the last few games.
Brandon Checker's the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Quicksand's a really good way to describe that, you know, just kind of feeling of everything kind of falling apart at the same time. But, you know, one of these other stats that kind of stood out to me in looking over the couple wins you had this week was your turnover number was below your average. And I know bringing the ball up the court and making good passes have been things that have sometimes plagued you this season. To see your guys, you know, take care of the ball a little bit more, you know, consistently and do that offensively. Has there been you know, some more emphasis put on that in practice over the last week or so?
You know, honestly, Daniel, since you bring this up, it's we did such a good job of setting a high turnover number starting off the season that, you know, when we have a couple games where it's lower, it just stands out. That's why you see that.
Absolutely.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, we've you know, it's funny, you turn the ball over less and your scoring goes back up. You know, we've just handled the ball a lot better than what we've had. And, you know, some of the teams, you know, that we played aren't as, you know, having the best season as some other teams that we've played. But, you know, we go back just a couple weeks ago and or even before Christmas, and you look at some of those teams that aren't having a good year, and we were still averaging 25 turnovers against them. You know, it was almost like it didn't matter who we played. We were going to turn the ball over 25 times. So, you know, to see that our turnovers have been under 20, and I think a couple of nights we had, you know, 12, 14 turnovers. To be under 15 turnovers, you're going to start winning a lot more games if you can, you know, keep it under 15 turnovers. And we talk about it's not something that, you know, just it's an emphasis. I mean, you talk about it and just remind them that, you know, a turnover potentially is a 4 to 6 point swing, you know, for every turnover that you have. So they are so extremely important to, you know, just stay calm, cool, and collective. And I think that's the biggest thing over the last, you know, 3-4 games that we've played here is I've seen the girls really start calming and being more confident and just being so much more in control of their minds and their bodies. And it's amazing once we start getting in control of that a little bit, how those turnovers can, you know, can start dropping quite a bit. And that's what we've seen. So that's a big emphasis that we've done in practice, not really the turnovers, but just having more control over our minds and our bodies as the game is progressing on.
It seemed like there for a while when it comes to, you know, when you talk about control,
it was mainly in the hands of just a select few of your players, say a Lauren Hying, who's the main one to dribble up the floor, or Maya Whitehead in the paint, were the only two ones that seemed to have a lot of the control a lot of the time, and there were some others that would chip in, but now it's Alyssa Colbeck who has confidence. It's Rizaiah Sitzman. It's all of these players, and that's got to give you some more comfort now that you know all five on the floor have more of that control aspect when it comes to how you run your offense, how you run your defense, and things like that.
That's absolutely correct. And you know, just last night was a perfect example. You know, with Lauren going down, and we had a few in foul trouble. We had to go deeper in the bench, but I didn't really hesitate. Mm-hmm. And I saw some really good things during the JV games, you know, last night as well. And that gave me a lot more confidence in being able to go to my bench even earlier in the game than what I normally do. But you're exactly right. I mean, Alyssa, Alyssa's one that seems like if she makes a couple mistakes, it gets into her head a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's starting to go away. She's got a lot more confidence lately. Rizaiah is really stepping out of that freshman mentality, and her mistakes, her control, and we've really been putting a lot of focus on her lately, controlling, you know, when she gets the body, gets going and her body gets out of control a little bit, she's really started controlling that now, and her turnovers are going down. You know, anytime you can start, you know, lessening those turnovers, you stay in more control, it just has to help the confidence. And I think we're starting to see that. So if it's helping all them, and then we can start having some confidence from our bench as well, you know, things are moving in the right direction. And I think the girls are finally starting to see it some, and more importantly, believing in it, believing in what we're doing, believing in themselves, believing in their teammates. And, you know, again, you know, the game didn't turn out like we hoped to last night against Unity, but I saw a lot better team chemistry, ball movement, the girls working together, the passing has become, I would say it's not as crisp as it needs to be, mm-hmm. but they're starting to see passes that they didn't see before. We're starting to do things that we've done in practice, and they're finally starting to turn over into games. Mm-hmm. It's taken a lot longer than we had hoped, but again, it's sometimes how you finish, not how you started. And it's better to do it now than not at all. So it's good to see that we're moving in the right direction. The girls' confidence is building. Now we just need to keep that train moving down that road.
Mm-hmm. Brandon Checkers, the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. I do want to talk a little bit about last night with you, as you've brought it up a couple of times now, playing a defending state champ and a number one team in the state is never an easy task. But you told me before this that you saw your team play hard. You guys were leading in the first quarter when Lauren was still out there before she went down. Seeing your team lead the number one team in the state at any point in the contest has got to be impressive. What kind of message did that send from your team to you that, you know, they're contending with a team like this and playing hard against them and not, you know, say, just kind of throwing in the towel before the ball's even tipped?
You know, the funny thing is, you know, that's kind of the thing with us and that baby blue color. It seems like we see it and we back down. And the girls chose not to back down, especially to start the game. I don't know the last time we played Unity tough in a first quarter. I mean, usually we're down by 20 right away, you know, and then we'll fight back as the game goes on. There's been times where Unity got out to a 20, 30-point lead on us, and then we stayed with them or beat them for the next two or three quarters. But they always get out ahead of us, and last night we chose not to allow it. The girls came in ready to play. Their minds are right. They were focused. You know, and the talk before the start of the game is, you know, I challenged them not to look at the scoreboard because I didn't care what the scoreboard was last night. I, you know, going up against a team like that, win, lose, I mean, obviously you win, it changes things. But I didn't care how the scoreboard read. I just was really hoping that the girls would just come in and fight. And that's exactly what they did for four quarters. And it didn't matter who we put out there. You know, I think I went, I'm guessing 9 deep on my roster. And, you know, with Larissa being out now for the rest of the season, we're down to 11 on our varsity roster right now. So I went 8-9 deep tonight or last night, and very happy with everyone and who came in. And, you know, the bench jumped in and helped out. You know, it was fun. It was fun to coach the girls tonight. It was fun to watch them compete. And we weren't worried about the scoreboard, even though it was nice to see us actually winning at times through that first quarter. It was fun to see that a little bit on the scoreboard. But most importantly, I was just pleased with their performance and their attitude and their effort. And we talked. This isn't our mountain yet. I mean, we're not at the top. If we can continue to build on the winning streak that we had going into last night's game against Unity, and then just the effort and the go get 'em attitude and the confidence that we, let's be honest, to have a Lauren go down against a Unity like that when she's your calm and your cool and collective out there and your go-to player, to see Alyssa, to see Brizea, to see Mackenzie come off the bench and help play point guard for us. And, you know, again, we had that little lapse, that little mental breakdown when it first happened. I think we kind of froze, like, oh crap, what do we do now? But they overcame it and they kept fighting. And to see them take control in a situation where we didn't have Lauren on the court was great to see, and it should just build even more confidence for them. So if we can build on that winning streak, we can build on the mentality that we had last night against, you know, a great Unity team, we could do some things over the next few weeks, and that's exciting, and I hope the girls see that as well.
I hope so, too. It is very exciting what's going on with your ball club. Brandon Checker, the head coach of Galen girls basketball. I wanted to, you know, touch on another name there on your roster that, you know, you were telling me earlier on in the season, you would make a comment saying, like, Maya Whitehead is usually good. It can be good for a double-double pretty much every single night that, you know, she plays up to her level. And it seems like the last few nights she's been that good for a double-double, points, rebounds, and just kind of doing everything for you down low. What's been the key to her kind of figuring things out here late in the season?
You know, I'm going to be really honest, and I tell Maya the same thing. You know, we have that conversation with her, and you should never balk at a double-double. I mean, a double-double, and I don't know that she's averaging quite a double-double night in and night out, but she's close.
It's pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, and for somebody, you know, a junior, playing girls basketball, if you can average a double-double, holy cow. But here's the kicker, and we've talked about it multiple times already with Maya, and I think Maya's seeing it as well, that there's times that she's getting double-doubles, and either between just being out of it, not completely dialed in, focused in a game, or in foul trouble and only playing part of the game. You know, she's putting up double-doubles in, you know, let's say 2 to 2.5 quarters instead of a full 4 quarters.
Right.
And it's like, I think she's starting to see where she can be and what she's capable of doing. And that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And our biggest thing with her is Maya's mind goes so fast. And we're just trying to get her to slow things down. Because when she slows down, she is dominant. And when she is in control of her body, she is dominant. And that's really been our focus with her, just kind of helping her out with that, helping her out with the footwork, helping her out with just the mental aspect of slowing things down, staying in control. And, boy, when she does that, she is phenomenal to watch. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing that. You're going to continue to see that moving forward. And I think as her confidence continues to build and as she continues to take control of herself and her own game, you know, a double-double is not even going to be something we're worried about. It's just naturally going to happen, and it's just going to continue to grow. That's the type of talent that she is and what she's completely capable of doing. It's fun to watch that growth and continue to build on what she's already set as a precedent for her.
Mm-hmm. And this is it's like you said, fun to watch her get to this point. And the ceiling is definitely still to be attained. You know, last thing for go ahead.
One other thing to throw at you, Daniel, you know, you're talking about Maya, is the one thing that's really come along that we've seen in the last two or three games, now that she's starting to get more control of herself and slowing the game down a little bit, is her passing. Hmm. You know, she actually can see the court, and with her size, you know, she can get the ball around. You know, we've seen that this last week in the last three games, where her assist levels are starting to go up now as well. And she's making some great passes. She made probably one of the best passes that we've seen to Rizea against West Sioux on Tuesday night to take over the lead and probably seal that win. And then last night against Unity, she made a couple other good passes to girls cutting to the hoop. So that's the thing, that when she slows down her game, you know, now we're not just worried about points and rebounds. Now we're starting to see some assists involved as well. And that's exciting to see from somebody, you know, that you would expect just to dominate on the boards or dominate in points down low. Well, we're adding the assist now to her repertoire, and it's just another thing that you can add to her game. So
yeah, boy, a post player that can pass. I'd be scared as an opposing coach going up against you guys here for the next few weeks and into your senior year. Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen girls basketball. Last thing for you, you get a couple of games this week that you obviously don't want to look too far ahead, but look like could be very good contests for you. Trinity Christian Tuesday, South O'Brien on Friday. What is the focus for you guys so that you can get some good results out of these contests and see yourself play really good basketball here these last five games of the year?
It's absolutely simple, Daniel, and it is continue to keep that focus, continue to work, you know, keep that effort and that attitude at a high level, and just continue to take forward steps. I don't care if there's a big step. I don't care if they're a small step. But as long as we can continue to take step forward, play with that high intensity, keep that great attitude and that effort going strong, that is ultimately all we're worried about. We're not looking past any games. We're honestly right now just focused on Monday night's practice and keeping that at a high level and preparing for Tuesday night's game. And that's really going to be our focus from here on out, continuing to take small or big steps forward and preparing for a run for the remainder of the season.
Absolutely. And I know a Galen Catholic girls basketball team is always going to prepare hard and always going to play hard, as you talk about each and every time we get you on our airwaves, Coach. It's always good to talk to you about Galen girls basketball. And, hey, we'll see you guys on Friday at South O'Brien. Best of luck to your squad this week.
Sounds good, Daniel. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Brandon Checker joining us on the Coach's Corner. Cody Deercup joins us next to talk about Lamar's girls basketball after this on KLEM.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change, but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Your station for news, weather, sports, music, and fun. 1410 AM, KLEM, 96.9 FM.
And we're back on the Coach's Corner, brought to you every Saturday morning by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Versteg with you. The Coach's Corner continues as we're talking with Lamar's girls basketball coach, Cody Deercup, and his squad coming off a week in which they played some very good opponents, ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton squad on Tuesday, and then a tough road contest at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln yesterday. The Bulldogs are now looking to try and get back into the win column with a bunch of home games coming up. That's the nice thing. You'll get plenty of chances to see the Bulldogs in action here over the next couple of games. Coach Deercup joins us now, and Coach, this last week for you has been tough as far as the wins and losses go, but first, that Sergeant Bluff Luton contest, boy, the positives there, that third quarter, you guys got it tied, and you were right into the ball game there. What were some of the things that stuck out to you about your performance against SBL?
Yeah, I think that you and I have talked earlier this year about our third quarter not being one of our better quarters, and it was exciting against Sergeant Bluff to be down by, I think, 7 at halftime. They made the shot right at the buzzer, so we didn't have momentum going into halftime, and then kind of regrouping in the locker room, talking about things we need to work on in the second half, and then just going out there and doing it and getting it tied up, and then I think we were down 2 going into the fourth quarter, and that puts us in a position to win games down the stretch.
Yeah, and it really was just kind of everybody, you know, doing, like you talked about, getting things done. When all five players are clicking like that and getting you in a good position to win, you know, good of a sight is that for you as a coach, knowing everybody's on the same page like that?
It's awesome, especially this time of year when you want to be trending in the right direction towards the postseason. You know, that game we obviously lost, but we didn't shoot the ball well. We didn't rebound the ball well. And we were tied with the ranked team late in the third quarter and down by 2 going into the fourth. So, I mean, that was a game that I could kind of live with losing since we played okay.
Right. The storyline, like you said, was the shooting percentage there. You guys shoot 26% from the field, and I mean it kind of carried over into last night's game as well. But I feel like I've asked coaches some kind of similar question. But from what you can tell with your team, is it kind of just like in baseball, you go through a slump, or are there some things you need to work on with your team shooting?
I mean, I think there's some things that we can work on. We went from just having an okay practice on Tuesday okay practice on Wednesday to having a really good practice on Thursday. So I was really excited going into last night. I thought we were where we needed to be preparation-wise, but obviously that wasn't the case. I think we need to work on some more contested shooting at practice, because on air is a little bit different than somebody running at you with a hand in your face.
Absolutely, it is. This team has had some different scorers kind of step up lately, and one player that really has caught my eye ever since you kind of put her in those first couple of games has been Jalen Marino. I mean, if that's a player that you can get going as far as contested shooting is concerned, boy, you are going to have one lethal weapon out there on the perimeter.
Yeah, it's really nice when she's knocking down shots. The defense has to kind of stay stretched out a little bit, and it opens things up for everybody else. And one thing I like about Jalen is she's just continuing to get better on the defensive end of the floor, too. You know, with being a freshman, she's coming in trying to learn, you know, new things offensively and defensively. She's got the shooting. You know, we're trying to work on her on the other end of the floor, and she's came a long way since the beginning of the year.
Cody Deercup, the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball, is with us. What is it about, from what you can tell watching her in practice, what is it about Jalen's shot that gives her such a consistent release and gives her the opportunity like she had last night to make four threes in a row, like right like that?
Yeah, she's got a quick release. She's really good usually about setting her feet. And even last night, there was a couple times where I'm watching her and I didn't think her feet were all the way set, so I didn't know if it was going to drop or not, and they did. She's just shot a lot of balls over the years, and it's obviously paying off for her right now. And I think, like, those other girls on the floor do a good job of finding her when she gets hot.
Mm-hmm. Cody Deercup with us, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. The storyline last night was kind of the storyline for the fourth quarter on Tuesday. Things just kind of all hitting you at once. It's a big run from SBL, big run from AL, and then you find yourself down late. In those kind of moments, first of all, I guess, what kind of things kind of get you guys stuck in a moment like that just kind of feels insurmountable to get out of?
The girls are really bought into trying to hang our hat on defense, and I feel like the Sergeant Bluff game and AL game, yes, we went on stretches where we didn't score in both games, but I think they're a little bit different of games because, like, we got stuck for two different reasons. Against the AL, we just weren't where we needed to be defensively on the defensive end of the floor. We weren't tough. We let them pass to a wing, cut right in front of our face, get the ball on the block, and just score or get an and one or, you know, whatever. And you're just not going to win games if you're not doing the fundamentals defensively.
Is that a fatigue kind of thing? It's, you know, late in the week, it's the second half, it's some of those kind of things that you're just seeing fatigue wise from your team?
You know, I can't answer that. I don't know. Maybe it was the trip we had down to Council Bluffs last night. Maybe it's something I need to change on the practice plan. You know, I don't really know. We're just going to try to prepare a little bit better on Monday for Helan on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Cody Deercup with us, the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. You know, highlighting some performances, I like to try and get players a spotlight. You mentioned Sarah Brown as playing a good game. She was kind of all over the place for you last night against AL. What is it about her game on a night-in, night-out basis that makes your team so good and makes her so tough to handle?
Her effort. Her effort, man. She doesn't quit. Even in the game last night, she's still trying to get something going for us, even when we're down 20. You know, and as a coach, you just, that goes a long ways. You really appreciate having a player like that on the floor for you, especially for how young she is. So it was really good last night to see her continue to battle, and we were getting beat.
And effort's not one of those things you can really coach. So having someone like her or anybody with good effort, yeah.
Yeah, and it's contagious too. You know, you have, and she's not the only girl on our team that gives us effort like that. But last night, her effort really stuck out to me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, players that have stepped up here lately. You know, I've loved to see Meta Scove on the floor now after she's been out for a good chunk of the season. Unfortunately, she's sometimes gotten herself into foul trouble, but that I feel like that shows you anyway that she's got the right mindset, she's got the right effort. It's just now a task of kind of reining that in just a little bit.
Yeah, I was pretty tore up the other night when I couldn't be there for a return against East. She's done everything that she could to get back on the floor, and I love watching her play.
This Lamar's team now comes back home. They take on Bishop Helan. Going to be a tough test. TJ at senior night on Friday. Coach, tell me first about Bishop Helan. This is a squad that has been in the top five in the state the entire year. What are some of the things that you need to do to prepare yourself to play a good Heelan squad.
Last time we went up there and played them on a Saturday, and I think we just kind of got worked in transition. They did a really good job of ending our possession, getting the rebound and kicking ahead to that Stanley girl runs the floor really well for them. So we're going to have to get back in transition. We need to do a better job this time around to get matched up right away. Last time it felt like we were on our heels trying to get matched up when it was just too late. So we're going to try to get back in transition a little bit better and match up quicker.
That's that usually ends up coming down to, say, communication. Is it just a collective group of players that just need to be better communicators on the floor right now?
Yeah, and I have to go back and watch the film, but they Heelan has done this in the past when we've played them. They stick their best runner at the top of their 1-3-1. So I mean, she just leaks out right away. So we're just going to have to be aware of whoever's at the top of the key or near her when the shot goes up, probably can't crash and has to get back. And then she's going to have to kind of help everybody else get matched up. Might not be guarding the same girl every single time. Might be something in transition that we're just going to have to get matched up on the go.
Mm-hmm. This whole week, you're down to your final, six games now on the season. It feels like this basketball season just flies by. When you look at your squad now and have six games left to go, what are some of those big things that you still want to be doing right so that you can end the season with as much momentum as possible heading into the regional bracket?
Yeah, I think definitely last night was a little bit of a setback, but right before that, beating East was obviously huge for us, and then playing well defensively against a good team like Sergeant Bluff was something that we definitely wanted to see. So just continue to play our best basketball down the rest of the schedule here is something that we want to be doing. And like I said before, it starts on the defensive end of the floor. That usually fuels our offense, and when we're getting stops and playing well defensively, usually we're scoring points on the other end.
When you talk about your defense, we're talking about Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. When you talk about your defense, like you have a number of times here already, what are some of those key things that you're doing right? Is it on ball defense? Is it shot defending? What kind of things do you guys do really well defensively?
I think we're doing a better job of keeping the ball funneled towards the baseline. Last night they crossed her face on a couple times and got to the middle of the lane, but for the most part we're doing a better job of keeping it where we want it to be. We're starting to call out screens a little bit better. We want to communicate those early so we know if we're switching or staying, to kind of let the girls pick and choose depending on what's going on the floor there. So I think those are two things that we do well. We do need to do a better job of ending the possession right away when shot goes up. I think we were doing that against East, and we didn't do that against Sergeant Bluff, and we didn't do that last night. So that's something we just need to get better at.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that, it's I love watching your team defensively and offensively, and I have to remind myself sometimes that your starting lineup is all sophomores except for Maggie Allen. And so when they have that knowledge to force a ball carrier baseline and trap them down there, that's really impressive to see that they're doing this already as an underclassman.
Yeah, and we've talked about this a couple of times this year. Sometimes I get caught up in it like maybe I did last night, and now I can reflect on it a little bit. We are extremely young, but there's just some things that happened last night that isn't really a youth thing. That's just kind of being tough thing.
Right.
And we're capable of playing better defensively than we did last night. Last night kind of stung because I think everybody in the locker room knew that we let that one get away from us.
Yeah, absolutely. You use the word sting. Does that kind of you'll probably won't know this until Monday or your next practice, but does it kind of light a fire under your team saying, hey, we know we screwed up and we want to do better the next time?
Well, part of the reason why I like coaching these girls is because I think they're a lot like me. Mm-hmm. And if I know them like I think I do, I think we're going to be ready to go on Monday because I can't wait to get back in the gym after a game like we played last night. And I think there's a lot of things we can work on, so it's exciting for me to plan a practice where we can get better, and I think the girls will show up ready to go.
Yeah, it is really fun to watch your team, and yeah, I think they'll be ready to go here this coming week in practice. Coach Deercup, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night against Bishop Heelan, and best of luck to your team as you continue on this upcoming week.
Hey, thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball on the KLEM Coaches Corner. We'll be back to wrap up the hour after this on 1410 AM at 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, financial advisor, certified financial planner practitioner, Ross Rulin, associate financial advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, associate financial advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Thanks for listening to 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back here on the KLEM Coach's Corner. The Coach's Corner is every Saturday morning, and it's brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. My thanks, as always, to Cody Deercup, the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball, and Brandon Shecker, the head coach of Galen girls basketball, as they come to chat with us every other week about their squads. And, you know, for both of them, I think, you know, the record is one thing. Yeah, it's probably not up to the level that they both want their team's records to be at. But the nice thing, especially with Coach Deercup's side of things, is that the promise and the ceiling for his squad keeps on growing with how young they are, and with you know, Coach Shecker, it's a case of he's getting the output from his team as far as how tough they play and things like that, and so the results will start coming here and soon anyway. For Galen girls basketball, and the season's starting to wind down, and lots we're going to talk about here in a couple weeks again with them, as they will probably by then know their postseason fate and what their bracket looks like, their path to state, all that kind of fun stuff. So again, we thank Coach Shecker and Coach Deercup for coming on and talking to us about their basketball teams and letting you in the know so that you could follow their teams just that much better and be a good community member supporting girls basketball here in Lamar's. Let's see. We'll take a look at our broadcasting schedule coming up this week. We had a lot of Lamar's this week. We had a lot of Galen the week before that. We'll split things up this week. Tuesday will be at Lamar's Public, the Bulldogs hosting Bishop Heelan. Our pregame starts at 5:15. Girls at 5:30, boys at 7. Again, the Bishop Heelan girls, very good squad, ranked number 2 in the state. So, tall task there for the Bulldogs, but one I know they will be up for, as Coach Deercup mentioned there at the end of his interview. And then on Friday, we bring you high school basketball from Paulina. South O'Brien hosts Galen Catholic. We'll have coverage of that right here on KLEM Radio and also on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel as well. If you look ahead to the following week, Tuesday, February 1st, we'll be at Hinton for girls and boys basketball doubleheader between Galen Catholic and Hinton. Then on Thursday, we'll head to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse at Bishop Heelan as the Lamar's boys play Bishop Heelan. That's just a boys contest, but we'll have the coverage right here on KLEM. And on February 4th, next week Friday, we will be in Marcus. MMCRU hosts Galen Catholic. And then, boy, by that time, it'll be close to the postseason. The 1A regionals in girls basketball scheduled to start on February 10th, and preliminary boys district games on in Class 1A will be February 11th. So get those brackets ready. It is postseason time around the area. Should be a fun time and some great basketball teams that can make a lot of noise here in the KLEM radio listening area. That'll do it here for the Coach's Corner. I want to thank you all for tuning in once again. And if you missed the action here on the Coach's Corner, you can check it out on KLEM1410.com. Thanks for tuning in for KLEM Radio. For KLEM Sports on the KLEM Coach's Corner, I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Have yourself a great Saturday.